Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dan Tanglerini, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Management and Chief Financial Officer. Also joining us from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. Dan, I talked to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships to improve outcome?
I think that that is really a real opportunity for the federal government in general is to find communities of common interest. The CIO Council, the CFO Council, the Acquisition Councils, these opportunities where really smart and talented people with certain areas of focus come together on a recurring basis are excellent opportunity for us to find ways that we can make the government collectively more efficient. Guys like Danny Werfel, the controller who owns the CFO Council responsibility at least, he's done a lot to really work with the appointed CFOs, remind us of our accountability to the administration, to Congress, to the citizens to deliver the best and most efficient government. It just so happens that, you know, my counterparts at the other agencies are really fantastic people. We challenge each other, and I've found that if I've had a question about XYZ, I can email those guys and get an answer back almost instantaneously about how they've confronted the problem, how they've dealt with it. And, you know, I think we have to realize that we are in this together, that these challenges are not, as much as we like to think each one of our agencies is so unique and special, we share a lot of the same common issues and that we can solve them together. And I think what's a lot of fun are finding opportunities that we can work together across agencies, working with VA on issues of, say, office supply procurement. And in doing these very specific activities, we can learn maybe some moves that we can then expand more broadly across government. Working with Martha Johnson at GSA around strategic sourcing really came out of a number of conversations we were having among the agencies of how frustrated we are that we buy the same thing over and over within the agency, never mind between agencies. Martha's response is, well, I've got that. That's, you know, that's my job. That's our responsibility. Let's see how we can overcome some of those challenges. And then Jeff Zients has been a really powerful thought leader in connecting government with the private sector and having us have an opportunity to learn lessons that, you know, frankly, they've learned the hard way and the easy way.
Given Treasury's critical mission, your office requires staff with technical skills, expertise, and very diverse competencies. And I know, Dan, you talked a little bit about that in the previous segment. But to that end, what are you doing to ensure you have a well-trained and technical workforce able to meet both the challenges of today and opportunities of tomorrow?
That's a great question. And if I can answer it first with a little story. Someone came and visited me at the main Treasury building, and it's such an amazing building. And we actually give tours of the building on Saturday, so go to the treasury.gov website. It's a little secret. I've probably ruined it now. And I was showing someone around the building, and what's really fascinating about the building is it's not just a headquarters building. It was a factory. We printed the bills there. We stored coins. It was a bank. You used to be able to bring bills in and trade them for gold. And so we have vaults, and we have bars on the windows, and we, you know, all this history there. And I think it was just the sheer number of vaults and this real sense that, you know, that maybe the name, the Treasury. He asked me, he said, well, what is the most valuable thing you have in this building? What's the, you know, what is the most expensive? What's the most costly thing, you know? And he was expecting me to tell him that there was a big vault with gold bars in the basement. And I pointed as we were walking down the hall. I said, that's it right there. And he said, what? And a person walked by. I said, that's the most valuable thing we have at the Treasury Department is these people here. These are really smart people, many of whom have opportunities. They could do anything. They could do it anywhere. They choose to do it for the American people. They choose to do it the United States Department of Treasury. That is an incredible responsibility. It's one, again, as I said, the Secretary reinforced on the first day I walked in the building that we are stewards of a very, very, very important, meaningful, and incredibly valuable institution. And what we need to do is continue to invest in those folks and give them some sense that they've made the right decision to serve the people in this capacity. because there are other ways they could serve too. And so that's, I think, the biggest challenge for us as leaders in the organization, to continually find ways that we can support the folks who do that incredibly important mission.
Turning just to the CFO's role for a moment, given the critical and strategic importance financial information plays in mission and program delivery, what is your view of the CFO's role in helping an agency drive down cost, respond to tighter budgets? What actions do you think a CFO can take?
I think it's not just a CFO's role. I think that that's their primary responsibility. It's great to be a CFO at the Treasury Department because everyone's kind of a CFO, you know, at some level there. I mean, everyone is very concerned about the bottom line. You don't have to fight for mind share on the bottom line at the Treasury Department. You know, sometimes you have to, you know, fight for your interpretation of it, right? And that's the downside where everyone else has a real, you know, frankly, some people have really very deep experience on this. So I think, though, with the CFO Act, you know, the 20th anniversary of the CFO Act just recently behind us, I think that our responsibility as CFOs have now evolved now that we're into the third decade. Our first job was to really create financial management structures for the federal government, and it's kind of appalling to think that there weren't meaningful ones. They weren't much different than this little book here from 1842. This was in 1991. So that has been really our big, you know, Herculean task for the last couple of decades. And now we have to start providing that data in such a way that it can actually support decision makers in making, you know, the hard choices they have to make.
So, Dan, I want to turn to the future. And what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organizations will encounter in the future? And how do you envision your office evolving to meet these opportunities and succeed?
Our future, and the interesting thing about the history of the Treasury Department, you'll learn, is that the future is has, you know, been written over and over again in our past. You know, the nation is going to confront difficult challenges. We're going to have our continuing evolving discussion about the role of government. And the Treasury Department's going to sit there as one of the, you know, original agencies trying to provide support for our national and international economy and providing core basic services to support our economic transactions and then support the federal government in discharging its duties. The role of the Treasury Department has been changed in recent history because of the global financial crisis. But the Treasury Department, if you look back in history, say during the Great Depression, had to evolve its relationship with the economy as well as a result of those outcomes. So I think our job is really, you know, going forward to continue to invest in the tremendous people who work at the Treasury Department, make sure that that institution is strong and is sound and is well supported, that we give them the tools they need to succeed, the technology they need to deal with all the information we contend with now in this new environment, and then try to just do the best we possibly can for, you know, the American citizens.
Dan, what advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
Nike may fine me for saying this, but I'd say just do it. I think it's a responsibility of every American citizen in some way to participate in our American political and democratic process. So get involved at the local level, the community level, state level. Look for opportunities to serve in the federal government. It's an amazing environment to do work that is consequential and has meaningful impacts for not just people who are here today, but people who are here tomorrow. Again, this little book from 1842 is part of the history of the Treasury Department. There are really hardworking, dedicated public servants working on very important issues there in 1842, who have helped build the foundation for the great country we have today. The federal government is a place where you can have an opportunity to build the foundation of the country we're going to have for tomorrow. I would just say that my nearly 20 years in public service, I wouldn't change a minute of it. I might ask for one or two more minutes with my kids, but I think they understand, too, that this is really important, meaningful, and exciting work. And so it's something I I just feel tremendously honored to have the opportunity to have been able to do. And I would suggest that anyone who's contemplating it should dive in. And anyone who's doing it, I just want to thank them for their hard work.
Well, this has been a great conversation, Dan. I want to thank you for your time today. But more importantly, Roxanne and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate what you guys do to get the message out about the work that we do. It's not all easy and it's not all simple, but it's really interesting. And I think it has such an important impact on the lives of so many people.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dan Tenglerini, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Management and Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Department of the Treasury. My co-host from IBM has been Roxanne Ulrich. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.